The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
One of the stories we've been talking about this week here on The Hard Shoulder is this digital COVID cert. Many people who are fully vaccinated have already received theirs either digitally or in the post. Now, the HSE have confirmed that you can also store your cert with the COVID Tracker app. Our own technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, joins us now with the details. Jess, how does the COVID Tracker app come into this?
Well, it's funny, Kieran, you and I were talking about this earlier in the week on the show. And at the end of the piece, we both said, how and why is there not an app for this? And thankfully, they were clearly listening and decided to make it work. So anybody that now has their COVID cert, whether that is the PDF that was emailed to you or the physical letter that arrived in the post, if you have the COVID Tracker app on your phone, you can then take your phone out, update your app so it needs to have the latest version in the app store. And within the app, you can take a picture of the QR code of your printed cert. So this is the annoying bit in that if you have your code on your phone, you will need to use you'll need to send it on to somebody else, use it there, because you can't actually import the PDF to the COVID Tracker app. So that's a small user annoyance. But once you put it in there, you then just have to have the COVID Tracker app on your phone. You don't have to go rooting through emails once you have it. You don't have to keep it stored in the back of your wallet, anything like that. The COVID Tracker app will be the centralized home for your digital cert.
Oh yeah, and it's very simple. I actually have the updated version here, and you just open the app and the very first thing on it, before any figures or facts or figures on latest cases or vaccinations, register EU digital COVID cert. You click on it and you click scan and the camera opens up and there it is. So anybody can do it if I can do it. In terms of data protection and GDPR, is this all okay on that front?
It is, yeah. And this is something that I've seen a number of people query on social media over the last number of days. They've been very careful every step of the way when it comes to the COVID Tracker app to ensure that it captures as little data as is possible to ensure that it does the job that it does. So it's not going to be using your location information. It's not going to be tracking you in any way, shape or form. It's very much a case of when you are traveling out of the country, they can scan your QR code at the airport. And then eventually in days and weeks to come, hopefully restaurants and bars will be able to scan and verify your information and allow you in.
What data is stored within that QR code?
There's not a whole lot here, and it's actually pretty minimal. So there's your name, your date of birth, your date of vaccination, and then there's a unique identifier number. So it's very minimal. You're not going to have anything like addresses or anything like that, which is actually good, because I know a lot of people, again on social media, have been taking pictures of QR codes using either the Luxembourg COVID Pass reader app, or I think it's the Danish one as well. And you can see the data that's within the QR code if you open the QR code with that. As I said, it's very minimal information. There's no overly private information. It's your name, date of birth, date of vaccination, and the unique identifier number.
You mentioned we'll ideally get to a situation that pubs or restaurants would be able to scan it. How will they do that?
Yeah, this is something that a number of the restaurants have been asking over the last number of days. I was on to the department a number of days ago and they confirmed to me that a piece of software will be needed by the restaurants and pubs to open this app, to read this app. As I mentioned to you there, in Luxembourg, there's one that's already available. You can download it in the App Store if you want to be able to read the information. But the key question for me on this, Kieran, is, do restaurants and bars now need to have a dedicated device to do this? Because surely we don't want staff going around using their personal devices to do this work. It would make a lot more sense if it is a centralized device. But that is one part that needs to be worked out. At the moment, when indoor dining does resume, we think for the first part, it'll be done, the validations will actually be done by eye, so they won't actually be scanned. People will just be looking to see if you have it, and they're kind of hoping that we'll all work off this honor code or honesty code until that software is fully up and running.
Yeah, I was going to say, it does come down to honor then, doesn't it? Because there's nothing to stop me walking in with somebody else's QR code if they're just going to look at a printout and say, oh, you have a QR code and you go.
Yeah, it's not great. It's really not ideal. Now, they have said in the last number of days that people caught using fake passes to get into pubs and restaurants could face a fine of up to €2,000. But again, you're relying on getting caught in the act. So we're encouraging people, obviously, not to engage in this in any way, shape or form. Hopefully the software will be here before long. But I do think it is good news that the COVID tracker app will enable people to store it, because a lot of people are already sort of giving out about the fact that they'd have to carry this piece of paper, they'd have to carry their vaccine cert. So this will just take a lot of the headaches out of that.
Is there anything to stop, say, once they get to the point where they might be able to scan a QR code and see that it's legit? Anything to stop somebody just going in with someone else's phone?
Well, no, because what will come up, it depends. It depends on if they're going to ID people. And this is where there's talk of the inspectors kind of coming in and doing spot checks. We believe that won't be Gardaí carrying out those spot checks, but inspectors could come in, check your COVID cert, and request ID, I suppose, is probably the only way that you could ensure 100% that that doesn't happen. It goes back to that glorious point of the honour and honesty system.
Yeah, I'm sure restaurateurs and publicans are overjoyed at the thought that they're going to have to get a device, scan people's QR codes and then ID them to make sure that it all tarries up. But listen, that is the plan. Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, thank you for talking us through it. Restoring on the COVID apps, this one listener on 53106, you have to print the cert first. Remember that. It's more than user annoyance that you can't copy into the app directly. It would save millions of pages being printed. That is quite a few trees, says the listener. Other